Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Well, I'm going to talk about monsters and encounters and stuff again. So stick around, okay? We'll do that right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right. Now, I've talked about, you know, working monsters, changing monsters, encounters, and things like that, encounter tables. And as you know, I do like encounter tables. But I also feel that every GM should customize their own encounter tables, if not come up with their own encounter tables. Now, yeah, and coming up with your own encounter tables, yeah, sure, that's, you know, kind of a no-brainer. But you don't always have time to do that, especially if you're somewhere, they want you to run a game, and you have the minimum with you, like the rule books and some dice. So what you got to do is, like every class and level role-playing game, whether it's a D&D or a clone or something like that, they all have encounter tables in their book. Most all. I've seen a couple where it's like, well, just use your regular monster manual. Yeah, right, okay, whatever. But the point is, the monster manual will have some information in there too. But what I'm saying is, look at the encounter tables. Look at the DMG encounter tables for first edition or whatever edition you're using, or a clone. Look at the encounter tables. They usually have it broken down by, here's stuff in levels of a dungeon, and here's the stuff out in the wilderness. It gives you different terrains, things like that. So, what you want to do is, if you're coming up with something on the fly, look at the encounter table for where you think it's going to take place, as in terrain. Is it going to take place in a city? Is it going to take place in the mountains? Is it going to take place in a dungeon? You know, those kind of things. And look at the appropriate table. Now, you could use the table the way it is, okay? But it'd be nice if you could customize it a bit. And just look at what you got here. This way you don't have to do it from scratch. And look at what they got. Okay, these things will be in there. We'll have Grell, we'll have Sturges, we'll have a few ogres wandering around. I don't know, maybe some kobolds. And it's all showing on the chart. But, okay, this monster here. Okay, this is an Arctic region. I want to put a Remoras here. But how often do I want him to show up? If you don't want him to show up very often, you put him in the middle of the chart. Because a lot of these things go on a bell curve. And so the things that show up most often will be at the beginning or the end of the table. And the closer you get to the middle, the more rare they come in. So that's a good way to do it. I've got some books that I rely on. I happen to have an old copy of The Mother of All Encounter Tables by Necromancer Games, a.k.a. Troll Lord Games. And I've had this for a while. It's come in very handy, even though it's third edition, 3.5. But I can extrapolate from here, because they even have stuff like, they have stuff that isn't, you know, if you have this book, they're in here, like the creature creation or whatever, creature collection or whatever. I never had that book, but it does have, you know, monster manuals in here and Tome of Horrors, which I do have. So I can use it pretty much. And they said the simple solution, if you roll up something that you don't have the monster book for, either roll a D6 and 1 to 3, pick the entry above it, 4 to 6, pick the entry below it, or just pick. You can do that too. And just insert those in the table. I would just take a pencil and cross it out and just write the new one in there. You can erase it later. So you will have an encounter table toot sweet. It would take me no time to look at something and go, okay, I got these creatures in my world. I got pencil neck geeks. Where am I going to put pencil neck geeks? Okay, they're kind of a pest, so I'm going to put them in like the second or third row. They don't come up all the time, but they're there. So I would put them in the second, third row. If you roll that, oh, there's a bunch of pencil neck geeks, grit eating freaks. I'm dating myself. Anyway, but that's basically how it does. Also, something you should carry with you, you'd have the appropriate monster book or just using the main book or whatever, but there's something else that I have that comes in very handy. Let me go grab it. Okay, as far as a list of monsters goes, if you grab, if you don't have a monster book with you, okay, but you need the monster stats and you know what you want, I would recommend, if you're doing OSR, I would recommend going to the 1E Dungeon Master's Guide and look at the encounter tables there. They also have the stats of the monsters and list in the back, and you can get the stats there. It's all on a chart. My favorite thing to do is, this is from a company called Square Hex. It's in Great Britain, but they put out this little spiral-bound notebook. It's called the BX Monster Reference Index, and it comes in real handy, because not only does it have the monster manual stuff in there, but a first edition monster manual, Monster Manual 2, Fiend Folio, the creature catalog from Basic D&D, also has Labyrinth Lord Advanced Edition Companion Monsters, and Swords of Wizardry Tome of Horrors Complete Monsters. So you got a lot of monsters in here, and it just gives you the name, number, encounter, move, AC, hit dice, attacks, damage, save, morale, XP, and notes. And the 1E DMG will do the same thing, but these are real handy to have. Now, the downside is, not for everybody, but the downside is for me, is they're in Great Britain, I'm in America, and so it takes a little longer to get them. And all this is also in service for what they call the Fossil System, which is Fantasy Old School System Index Lite, and basically it helps you roll up a character and equip them for BX. And like I said, since everything is compatible, I get this and just use it. I mean, I keep it in my bag, you know, because then I've always got a bunch of monsters. And, you know, you look on the chart, you see where the encounters are, and you've got the stats right there. Instead of having to, you know, pull out a book, this is a lot easier to thumb through if you have to. And it's spiral bound, so it will lie flat, which is also a plus. This thing's about, and it came with a bunch of other stuff too. It's about 4 pounds, Great Britain, or four pounds. So that comes to $5, a little over $5 American, US. So, you know, I grab something like that, and those two things should get you by, at least for a quick encounter or something like that. So that's what I recommend on encounter tables. All right, I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com, or drop a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program, and I would thank you. For single donations, there's my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Gilbert Soares, and Benjamin Brodell. You guys are great. I love you. For other good podcasts, Dan Gregg's a Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.